This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The state crop report for the month of January was released yesterday afternoon. As we all know, winter has been mostly mild for the state. Producers are busy signing up for FSA programs, hauling grain, spreading manure, and taking care of livestock. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.85 inches for the month of January, which was 1.08 inches below normal. The average temperature was 26.6 degrees or 1.8 degrees above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 74% adequate and 26% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 81% adequate, and 18% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated 2% very poor, 5% poor, 28% fair, 55% good, and 10% excellent. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction was held on Saturday over the weekend. Mike Hamilton said they had a nice turnout for both buyers and hay, and he has our weekly summary of the auction prices.
Well, Katie, we had a good supply of hay, and we had a very good buyer attendance. To begin with, we had 340 small squares alfalfa. We had 180 of that was real good hay, and it was in a price range from 10 to top of 12.50 a bale. The rest of it was in that $3.60 to $7 range. And then ended up with 200 bales of alfalfa grass. From the low end was at $2, and we had some nice hay at $5. We had 600 bales of mixed grass from $2 to $3. And then we ended up with 370 bales of orchard grass from $3 to $5. Had 150 small squares of straw from $4 to a top of $4.70. Most of it was in that 450 range. On the 3x3x8s, we ended up with 170 bales. We had 63 bales of alfalfa. We had some first crop at 31, and had some second crop, I'm going to call it fair quality, at $42. And we had 24 bales of mixed grass at 36. Had 36 bales of straw from $35 to $39 a bale. We had 27 bales of Timothy hay at $38. We had some 2x4 bales at $63, and we had some 4x4 bales of straw at $47 a bale. Then on the round bales, we had 280 of those. We had 90 bales of grass alfalfa at from $15 to a top of $68 on some hay stored inside. We had 60 bales of orchard grass mix from $30 to $42. Had 127 bales of mixed grass from $26 to $42. And we had some round bales of straw at $36 a bale.
If you have questions or would like more information, you can visit the auction website at hamiltonhayauction.com or call Mike at 618-410-4293. Coming up this weekend is the Staunton FFA Alumni Annual Dinner and Auction that's taking place on Saturday, February 6th. I talked with the president of the group, Mike Kessler, to find out more details, and he told me that this is the ninth year for the event, and they've raised over $65,000 for high school scholarships.
This would be our ninth annual event. That would be Saturday, February 6th at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. We have a fundraiser once a year to raise a scholarship for our students, potential kids going to college, and then as well as to help support other FFA programs and the agricultural community as well.
And at this event, there's going to be a dinner and some auctions going on, so could you give us some details about those?
Sure. We'll have a dinner served buffet style all evening long, as well as beverages will be provided. We do have an auction. Typically, we will have around 150 items on a live auction, as well as 10 to 12 tables of items on silent auction. Also, throughout the night, we have other items going on. We will have a quilt raffle, as well as a gun raffle, and then also we'll be selling raffle tickets for our scholarship drawings, with the first prize on that as $3,000, second prize at $1,500, and third prize $500.
And if people would like to attend, where are tickets available, and how much is a ticket?
Tickets are $25 each, and they are available at Bill's IGA, as well as Due to Ace Hardware in Staunton, and also Prairie Town Feeds in Prairie Town, or they can contact one of the council members of the alumni.
Anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to mention, either about the event or the FFA alumni group?
Yes. As stated, this would be our ninth annual event. Currently, to date, we have donated $65,500 worth of scholarships to students there at Staunton High School. We also do another number of activities with them, such as the Farm to Fork program, letting education of the elementary students, letting them know where the food that they eat comes from, as well as we've purchased some equipment there for the shop, plasma cutters, pipe benders, and et cetera.
And you are president of the group, so I assume you were probably an FFA member yourself in high school.
That is correct. I earned my state FFA degree through the Greenville High School in Greenville, Illinois.
And now, could you fill us in on what you're doing now? Are you still working in the ag industry?
I am. I'm working with ADM, a large corporation within the ag industry. Started my 22nd year there. Been a good transition. Learned a lot through the FFA as well as the alumni.
And remind us again, if people would have questions, who they can call for more information about the group or the event.
They can contact myself, Mike Kessler, either on my home phone, which is area code 618-637-2082, or on my cell phone at 314-960-4357.
Staunton FFA Alumni President Mike Kessler with the Staunton FFA Alumni Dinner and Auction taking place on February 6th. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.